Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Now, there's a lot of jargon floating around that you might hear these days. Crowdfunding, kickstarting, funded, these kind of things. You get the idea that it's something to do with maybe new businesses and giving them the money and helping them out. But do you do it for the good of your health or do you do it to get something back? That's the question, I suppose. Like a share of the profits when Microsoft decides to maybe buy the company for billions. Who knows? So, well, to clear it all up, we're joined by Pamela Newnham, who's the business journalist with the Irish Times. Good morning to you, Pamela.
Hi, Ryan.
Take us through this idea of crowdfunding. Again, I read about it. It sounds self-explanatory, but maybe put it into a context for us, if you would.
Yes, no problem. So crowdfunding is basically looking for money outside the banks. People often fund a project or business idea by raising money from large numbers of people via the internet.
Yeah.
So they can typically post an idea they have for a project, a business. It could be a film, it could be a gadget, it could be a book. On a crowdfunding website such as Kickstarter, Fundit, or Indiegogo, requesting the money, and then people from all over the world can donate money, so they can donate a fiver, 10 euro, right up to 100, 1,000. And if you have to put a limit, like an amount you need, like 100,000, and if you get the 100,000, you get the money. However, if you only got 90,000, you get nothing.
Ah, so you either make it or you don't.
You make it or you don't. And there's two kind of types of crowdfunding. So there's like rewards crowdfunding, basically where people offer, you know, a product. So if someone donates money to their idea, they could get the product or first order on the product. Or there's equity crowdfunding where the backer gets a stake in the company.
Okay, so it's a spectrum, if you like, of involvement. So I'm thinking of Barack Obama's initial campaign for the presidency. It may have been the first crowdfunded presidential campaign because he made it up, the money up, with fivers and tenors from around the world of people who just fancied what he was saying.
And a lot of things are like that. Sometimes people put up crazy ideas saying, you know, they just want, you know, a tenner to make a potato salad. That was a very famous one last summer. And your man raised 55,000. People from all over the world just gave him $1, $2, $5, $10.
Right.
And he had this whole potato-themed party in the end. He got so much money.
That's funny. Okay, so why would anyone get involved? What drives people to part with their money to a stranger on the internet?
People want to be part of something, especially something new that could be really big. So, for example, right now, one of the biggest crowdfunding campaigns in the whole world is for a video game called Star Citizen.
Right.
And that has entered the Guinness Book of Records so far on crowdfunding, has raised over $74 million.
Why?
People donate to it because they want to be the first people to get to play the game. They want to say they were part of the development of this game. If it weren't for them donating money, this game might never have come about.
Okay,
and that's kind of the thinking behind a lot of campaigns, that people can say that they were part of that. Like a Pebble Watch is another example. When that first came out, people donated because they wanted to be a part of the smartwatch and say that it was because of them that that smartwatch went into development and came about.
Okay, so from what I understand, Pebble Watch is kind of nearly where the story begins, to go back to 2011. But I've no idea what Pebble Watch is. I've never heard of it before now.
Okay, so Pebble Watch is a smartwatch, and it was really one of the first affordable smartwatches to come out onto the market.
Yeah.
It came about on Kickstarter, a crowdfunding site in the United States, which is really kind of the main crowdfunding site that exists, one of the most popular. And the guy, Eric, who came up with the idea for Pebble Watch, he put up a campaign on Kickstarter saying he had an idea for a smartwatch, and it would cost $100,000 to develop a prototype of the smartwatch. But if people could give him money, then he would give them a smartwatch for a very cheap price.
Mm-hmm.
So would people back him? And within 2 hours putting the campaign idea on Kickstarter, he had got the $100,000. And within 6 days, he had raised $4.7 million. And by the time his campaign ended, after 30 days, he had over $10 million raised.
To do what with?
To develop the smartwatch.
That's a lot of
money.
So
he used the money to develop a prototype and then actually start developing loads of the smartwatches. And the people who backed him were able to get the smartwatch for much cheaper than it ultimately went on the market for.
Right, okay, so that's the idea. That's the kickback, if you like, to a kickstart.
Exactly. All right. Even the area of this year, Pebble, that smartwatch company launched another campaign on Kickstarter, and that campaign is hasn't finished this Saturday, and it's for a new iteration of the smartwatch, which has 7 days battery life. And thus far, it's raised $20 million on Kickstarter.
It's an extraordinary amount of money, but yeah. I suppose with every, if it's a lot of $10 around the internet, it's not that amazing.
Exactly.
Any Irish success stories, Pamela, that we might be aware of?
Yeah, so there's a lot, like Irish people use a lot of sites from Fundit, which is used by a lot of arts people, to Crowdcube.
Come back, Pamela. Your phone is miles away.
Oh,
there you are, back again. Thank you.
So I was saying Irish people use a lot of sites such as Fundit, Crowdcube, Kickstarter.
Yes.
Philip Martin, who has a company called Blanco Nino, he did crowdfunding on a UK site called Crowdcube. He's Irish.
Mm-hmm.
He had a burrito bar, but he felt he couldn't source authentic corn tortillas that he really wanted for his bar. So he decided to grow them in Ireland and get a farm here and have produced specialist corn to make Mexican tortillas.
Right.
And he's from Dublin, so he initially sought £60,000 on Crowdcube and offered a 6.4% stake of his business.
Mm.
And ultimately, he ended up raising £123,000, and he's giving away a 13% stake of his business, and he's going to grow corn for it to make Mexican tortillas in Ireland.
Well, now there's
nachos as well.
There's a day. I wonder if that's his place there on the corner in Merrion Row.
It is.
Is
yeah.
it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he's two burrito bars, little ass burrito bars. So yeah. I think that is it. Well, he's two in Dublin anyway. So.
They're authentic looking places. Wouldn't be a big burrito man, but I'm delighted for his business. That's good news for Phil. Okay, well, look, thank you so much for filling us in on that development, Pamela. It's an interesting twist in the road, in the business road, I'm sure. But appreciate your time this morning.
No problem.
Thank you. That's Pamela Newnham there. She's the business journalist with the Irish Times on that subject.